Hello and welcome to Mind End on Mental Health, a CBT podcast. I'm Coach I and I'm here to help you understand and navigate your emotions through the lens of cognitive behavioral therapy. Our goal is to provide you with the knowledge and resources you need to promote self-awareness, resilience, and positive transformation. Remember that while this podcast strives to provide useful advice, it is also crucial to identify when professional help is required. Emotions can be complicated and overpowering, and there is power in seeking help. If you're encountering issues that feel too big to bear on your own, I advise you to seek the help of a skilled mental health professional. We can go on this journey of emotional growth and healing together. Let's get started. Okay, so mga listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. At eto ngayon, eto napapanahon ng mga questions. Marami nagtatanong sa akin, pero ayoko na sagutin to kasi so tumawag ako ng expert talaga. Okay? Na sasagot ito mga tanong na to. Okay, so ang title natin is Grief and Holidays. Bakit ba parang mas marami yun? Ang daming nakaka-experience ng kalungkutan during Pasko na dapat naman maging masaya. So may mga explanation na ibibigay sa atin ng ating guest ngayon na alam ko familiar na kayo kasi siya talaga lagi kong binigay sa aking podcast na si Coach Avic. Okay, siya yung kasama ko, siya yung co-author ko doon sa book about the ano ba yung book ulit natin? How are you doing? Nakalimutan ko na. Old age. Oh, ayan. So, well, yun, kaya eto na. So, pakinggan natin. Galing siya sa Japan. Actually, nasa Japan siya. Pinagbigyan niya lang ako ngayon kasi para baka magsawa na kayo sa boses ko. So, ayan. So, ayan na ang aking friend na si Coach Avic. Okay.
Ay, Avic. Nakakatawa tayo kasi ang bigat nung topic natin pero comedy yung ano natin, introduction, coping mechanisms natin ito, no? So first of all, Merry Christmas sa'yo. Happy New Year. Nauna na ako.
Yes, Merry Christmas din. And sa lahat mga nakikinig dito, di parang nakikinig natin, Happy Holidays na lang kung pakinggan nyo kami ng New Year.
Uh-oh.
So, ayan. Okay, so laughing trip po kami kasi nga totoo ang sabi na medyo mabigat tumang topic namin. Pero, papagaling lang namin sa inyo. Okay, so eto na, start na tayo, Coach Avic. So, start natin. Ang question dito daw ay, sabi dito, can you describe how grief typically manifests during the holiday seasons and why it might feel more intense during this time? Bakit nga ba?
Oh, I think maraming explanation dito, no? Just to give a background to your listeners, siguro karamihan sa mga listeners mo or even tayong dalawa, familiar tayo sa grief. And yung grief na yun, either loss of a loved one, either many years ago or recently, pati yung grief ng loss ng identity or yung mga bagay na hindi natin alam na nawala pala sa atin. Like for example, yung mga maagang nagtrabaho, they have to grieve, for example, loss of childhood or marami silang na kalungkutan na na-associate, for example, from halimbawa full-time worker, tapos biglang nag-stay at home mom ka, or vice versa, nag-stay at home mom ka, tapos you have to grieve a certain season kasi you have to move to the next season. So yung grief na tinatawag natin, maraming ibig sabihin. But for today's session, tama ba, Coach Aya, focus natin siguro mainly would be yung loss of loved ones, friends, beloved, and pagdating ng Kapaskuhan, lalo na pag dumarating, actually even overseas, pag dumarating na yung Thanksgiving, yan na yung mahirap. Kasi pag Thanksgiving, papunta na yan sa Pasko, papunta na yan sa New Year, tapos may Valentine season pa, di ba? So magkakadugtong yung mga holiday season. And I think because of the emotions associated dun sa mga celebration na yun, lalong magiging intense yung longing natin. The reason why we're grieving is because we are longing for someone. And in my case, for example, yung brother ko, tatay ko, and a few others, na nawala na sila, na it will never be the same again. Biglang nag-break yung boses ko doon. No? So parang darating yung Pasko na kulang na yung family picture, or darating yung Pasko na isi-serve mo yung favorite, for example, na food ng mahal mo sa buhay, pero wala na yung taong super excited dun sa regalo or sa pagkain na yun. Or let's say, for example, a certain music na na-associate mo. So sa tingin ko, yung Kapaskuhan, for instance, will really make it emotions a little bit more intense. So yun.
Mm-hmm. Yes, no. Yung ganun din, Abby, kasi iba kunyari kahit hindi namatayan, minsan dahil nga may traumatic experience during Christmas, iba kunyari reunion, nag-away-away instead na mag-enjoy. Para pag naalala mo yung Christmas, ayun, holidays na naman, natutrauma ka na kagad. Para andun yung kalungkutan instead na excited ka. May time nga, diba tayo, September pala, nakarinig ka na ng music, diba ng Christmas song, Berman. Parang iba, para pag unang dinig, parang nasasad sila. Parang ganon, instead na, wow, Christmas na, hindi eh. Parang, ayun, sad talaga. Okay. So, another question dito, Coach Abby, what coping strategies have you found most effective in managing grief during holiday celebrations?
Okay, so pag sinabi natin coping strategies, I think si Coach I can give us more information later on, but meron tayong mga coping strategies or mga tools na pwede natin gamitin para maitawid natin, di ba, from one moment to another. Kasi sa totoo lang, ang gusto talaga natin is a more long-term kind, or parang the real kind of healing. And that healing will mean differently to different people. So kung ano yung healing para sa akin may not be the same for another person. Pero yung mga coping mechanisms, nakakatulong yan, lalo na kapag very intense yung pinagdadaanan mong emotions. Like for example, December 24th, may nawalang beloved ka. And every time December 24th comes, kahit anong gawin mo, parang palaging nandun siya. So, one of the things na ako sa personal kong buhay, trial and error naman to, hindi ko sinasabing nag-work talaga siya. And by the way, hindi ako expert ng grief. Siguro ayoko maging expert sa grief. Isa lang po akong ordinaryong tao na dumaan sa grief. Pero isa sa mga naging instrumento kasama ni Coach Ai na sumulat ng libro para makatulong tayo sa ibang mga families or ibang mga, in a way, nangungulila sa mga mahal nila sa buhay. So, one of the things na ginagawa ko is, you know, nagkakaroon ako ng acceptance na, ano, around November pa lang or October pa lang, alam ko that around December time, kasi nawala yung brother ko January, ang papa ko naman nawala around November, right? So, pa end of the year, approaching the new year, tapos yung nanny ko, yung parang tumayong second mom ko, nawala siya ng January din. So yung end of the year and approaching the first month of the year, alam ko na I will not be my best self, I will not feel very, very, kumbaga genki dito sa Japanese, yung bibo, hindi ako palaging bibo all the time. So kapag meron kang acceptance na ganun, you can adjust your life, yung mga activities mo, pwede mong baguhin ng kaunti. Tapos you give grace and kindness to yourself na this time of the year is always the most difficult time of your life. So kailangan mas mabait ka sa sarili mo, mas mahal mo yung sarili mo siguro towards the end of the year or beginning of the year. Kaya hindi ako mahilig mag-ano, yung New Year's resolution kapag end of the year or beginning of the year, kasi masyadong ano sa akin yun, parang it gives me additional pressure. So, nag-New Year's resolution ako yung mga October, ganyan. O kaya pa-February na, nilalagpasan ko yung end of the year because pakiramdam ko, I don't want to add more pressure. So, that's one thing. Accept na may mangyayaring kakaiba sa puso mo, and it's part of life. Another coping mechanism is changing the channel of your brain. Ito very useful sa akin, and I think Eileen was one of the people who reminded me of this one. Kapag nagbago ka ng activity mo, nare-refocus mo yung brain mo, na nare-retrain mo basically to accept or tolerate other things. Like for example, nako, bilang share na natin, Eileen, nag-gym na kaming dalawa, or mag-gym, di ba? So, dati, tamad na tamad akong mag-gym. Actually, I never believed in going to the gym. Parang for me, siguro para sa inyo yan, ni para sa akin. I would walk, I would go hiking, pero hindi ako mag-gym. Pero dumating sa point na, hang on, kailangan kong magkaroon ng bagong activity. It may not be the same for you. Baka para sa iyo, it's just a matter of walking every day or calling a friend once a week or writing your journal. So mag-isip ka ng activity na marire-train yung brain mo. Kasi when you change the channel of your brain, when you change the channel, nagkakaroon ka ng bagong activity. I think na nare-reset din yung mga bagay-bagay. So while sadness and grief will always be there, and some days are worse than the others, parang may bago kang nilulook forward to sa araw-araw. So yung dalawang coping mechanisms na pwede niyong magawa ngayong Disyembre, papasok ng January, or even throughout the year.
Yes, at saka sabi nga ni Abby kanina, yung parang be kind to yourself. Kunyari, di ba, di mo feel pumunta sa reunion. Kunyari, may family reunion, di mo feel. Hindi mo talaga feel mo, pilitin sarili mo. Pero, okay lang yan sa simula kasi nga nag-a-adjust ka pa. Pero, hindi pwedeng nakaka-10 years na hindi ka pa rin uma-attend sa reunion. Magpuproduce lang siya ng anxiety. Lalo lang siya magpuproduce ng strong emotion. So, kung gusto mo lang makarecover, kaya refresh pa lang siya kung ano mang grief na meron ka. So, kailangan mo talaga bigyan ng time yung sarili mo mag-heal. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. Pero dapat yung ginagawa ka na paraan. Hindi pwede, sabi kasi, muna, be kind to myself, hindi ka pa nag-move forward. Kasi nga, kakalagi mo, binaby mo naman yung grief mo. So, dapat hindi ganon. Okay? Okay. So, ikaw, Abik, may madadagdag ka ba regarding dito sa reunion?
Oo, kasi yan talagang uso ngayon, di ba? Pagpapasko, November pa lang dyan sa Pilipinas, nagki-Christmas party na. One of the things na pwede yung gawin, lalo na kapag very fresh pa yung grief. For example, this year, fresh can mean different things to different people. For some people, 3 years na, pakinamdam mo, fresh pa rin. Kasi depende yan sa lalim din ng relationship or kung ano yung impact sa'yo. One of the things na ginawa ko na baka makatulong sa inyo, yung mga minute ko, manili ka ng mga bagay or mga tao or mga parties or events na gusto mong puntahan. Now, nung medyo fresh pa yung grief na ang bigat-bigat pa niya sa akin, I would talk, for example, to a friend organizing lunch, kahit yung simpleng lunch lang or coffee, I would tell her, okay lang ba sa'yo na I would say yes for this coffee date? Pero on that day, sa morning na yon, kapag pakiramdam ko very overwhelming, well, okay lang ba if I say hindi ko kaya? Na pwede kang magbago ng isip. Or nagda-drive ka going to a reunion, tell your friend, be very honest with her. Kasi mahirap naman yung no ka lang ng no. Invite sila ng invite, no ka lang ng no. Tapos, or kaya mag-yes ka, hindi ka nalang biglang dumarating, right? At some point, you have to take care of your other relationships also. But you can start by being honest. And you can tell your friend na nag-organize ng party, alam mo, gustong-gusto kong nandun dun sa birthday party mo. Kaya alam mo naman yung pinagdaanan ko. Okay lang ba na I will try to be there? Pero while driving to your place, kapag naramdaman ko na baka hindi pa ako ready, okay lang ba sa'yo na hindi ako tumuloy? I think magandang starting point yun na honest ka. And there will be times na your friend will understand or not. Ngayon, yung mga true friends mo talaga na mahal ka at naiintindihan ka, these are the people who will understand. May mga friends ka na, okay, no problem. May mga friends na magtatampo sa simula, pero eventually maiintindihan ka rin. But on your end, ang pwede mong gawin is try to be honest where you are. Not to everyone, but at least to a few people. So yun yung pwede ko idagdag sa mga reunion na yan.
Yes, tama ka, Coach Abby. Ganun ka-importante yung parang support system. Kailangan talaga na meron kang kaibigan na nakakaintindi sa'yo. Kung alam mo, ma-stress ka lang, pahinga ka na lang. Huwag mo na idagdag yung sarili. Para mo na dagdagan yung stress na nararamdaman. Okay, next question. How can individuals balance the need to celebrate and partake in festivities with their feelings of loss and mourning?
I think there is no such thing as balance. Remind yourself lang that you are still capable of doing 2 things or more. Kasi when you go through grief, one of the things that you will always experience is parang it's the end of me. Parang tapos na ako sa relationships, hindi na ako magiging masaya. And you know what? That may be true for now. That may be true for a period of time. But that's not the truth that you want to hang on to. Because at the end of the day, the truth is what the Bible says. God is the standard of joy. God is the standard of everything. So for now, you might be feeling very distressed, very sad, very depressed. Pero alam mo rin, at the back of your mind, lagi mong sasabihin na, you're not done yet. Alam mo, ako parang, nung time na yun, I couldn't believe it. I wasn't eating, I wasn't sleeping, I couldn't go home kasi in the middle of the pandemic and it happened also really fast. And then my husband would tell me, okay, let's eat. Or if you don't want to eat, I'll just keep offering food. I'll just keep asking you about a certain project. Pero pag hindi ka ready, atras siya. Pero in a way, yung proseso na yun, parang naparamdam niya sa akin na, baby, ang tawag niya sa akin, baby, you're not done yet. Alam ko na it's hard right now, pero hindi ka pa tapos, hindi ka pa natatapos. Of course, you don't want to verbalize that to someone grieving, di ba? Kasi someone grieving would really be focused on the emotions of loss and sadness. Pero kapag ikaw, siguro reminders din to sa mga loved ones, no, yung mga nakapaligid. Dun sa libro natin, meron sinulat si Coach Ai, dun ang galing-galing ng chapter ng sinulat niya, dun sa How Are You Doing Going Through Grief, Loss, and Transitions na book namin, na ano yung pwede mong gawin as a loved one para matulungan yung mga kaibigan o mahal mo sa buhay na may pinagdadaan ng loss or grief or nagmo-mourn. And one of the things na natutunan ko is, you know, just be there. You don't even have to offer solutions or advice or biblical verse or Bible verse. Just be there. Kasi minsan, yung presence mo would make a difference more than whatever you can say or do. So, ang gawin mo para mabalansin mo, una, maniwala ka na I'm still capable of enjoying life. Like, for example, I have a good friend who's going back to the Philippines right now, and it's because of two things. Para makita yung remains na, basically she lost her mom, but also at the same time to see some of her good friends na hindi niya nakita ng for a long time. And of course it's heavy, no? So sabi ko sa kanya, expect mo na that you will experience parang two seasons in one day. Parang may winter and spring ka dyan in one day. So, paniwalaan mo lang na capable ka. And then at some point, you'll find the balance that works for you. Kasi yung balance na yun, wala yung 50-50 eh. Hindi yun parang dapat 100 days in mourning ka, 100 days. Hindi, it happens, it can happen at the same time. These two emotions can be felt at the same time.
Yes, tama. Tsaka yung kunyari, dito sa mga listeners natin na kunyari ikaw, hindi kayo nag-grieve, meron kang friend or loved ones na meron. Huwag nyo silang pilitin, yung parang, halika na, kaya mo yan, or labas tayo. Kung ayaw nyo lumabas, sabihan mo lang siya. Di ba sabi nga ni Coach Addict, yung presensya mo lang means a lot. So, hindi kailangan natin i-force. Pero, ano, may mga red flag na kailangan natin silang dali na mag-seek ng professional help, i-encourage nyo talaga sila. Halimbawa, hindi na siya nakakatulog ilang days na. So, tapos hindi siya naliligo, ilang linggo na, hindi siya naliligo. Tapos pag kumakain, hindi siya makakain, nagbavamit siya. Pag tinry niya kumain, nagbavamit. So, red flag na yon. So, kailangan niya talaga niya mag-seek ng professional help. Pero, kailangan niya i-respect din yung pag fresh pa lang, hindi pa talaga niya kaya, pero mga nakakailang buwan na, ganun pa rin ang ginagawa niya. Yun. So, kailangan niya na ng professional help. Okay. So, last question, Coach Avic. What message of hope or joy can you offer to our listeners who are experiencing grief during the holiday season?
Okay, hindi lang to holiday season. Alam mo yung pag-birthdays, anniversaries, lahat ng mga sineselebrate mo dati will always be different from now on. I think what you have to remember is God is with us. Alam mo yon, yung parang very powerful promise na yon na God is with us and God is going to hold your heart and your hand in every season. Tapos yung sinasabi palagi ng mga well-meaning friends natin or mga pastors natin or mga mentors natin that God is close to the brokenhearted. Alam niya what loss is. And if you feel angry right now, you know what? God can tolerate that anger. God can can still love you despite a breakdown. Kasi minsan, lalo na pag Christian ka for a very long time or you've been walking with the Lord and then you've done everything for the Lord, tapos suddenly, meron kang unbelievable sadness. Merong element ng shame, di ba, Aileen, na parang, dapat strong Christian ako, ano na, or mag 50 years old na ako, bakit hindi ko kayang i-handle yung ganitong emotions? Ano na to? Pasko, dapat masaya kaming lahat. You do or you say a lot of things that make you invalidate your feelings. Hindi mo ino-honor yung totoo mong nararamdaman. Ako, I think a very good advice would be to start by saying, I am sad. Try to verbalize how you feel. I am lonely. I am totally missing this particular person. Or you can even write, kung di nyo kayang sabihin, or you don't have anyone to talk to, lagay mo sa diary mo, or sa journal mo, or sa a piece of paper na pupunitin mo rin, na I badly miss someone. Or grab a book na meron kayong get our book, kasi dun sa book namin, meron kaming chapter dun, yung prayers na shinare namin ni Coach Ai. We can pray the Bible, we can pray the Word of God in according to what you're going through right now. So kung wala ka mang kasama ngayon or walang makaintindi dun sa situation mo, get a book, get a tool, or find yourself in a space where you will be constantly reminded that this is not the end and that yung hope na manggagaling kay Lord. Dalawa yung klase ng hope ay may hope tayo na galing sa mundo, pero meron tayong hope na galing kay Lord. Ang gusto natin yung hope that transforms, yun yung hope na galing kay Lord. Kasi yung hope galing sa mundo will push you to make decisions. Ah, ganito lang yan, ganitong gawin mo. Diba, you will hear a lot of advice na, ano lang, basta lumipat ka, mag-migrate ka sa ibang bansa, and then na-realize mo na after migration, ganun pa rin yung loneliness mo. Hindi na bago ng, let's say for example, ng ganda ng Japan or ng Europa, yung nararamdaman mo deep inside. So, while I encourage you to change your space, to do whatever you can in terms of activity, in terms of behavior, in terms of seeking therapy and professional help, at the end of the day, ang iseek talaga natin yung godly hope. And then, give yourself some time. It doesn't happen in just one sitting. It will be through many Christmases, through many New Year Eves, and New Year holidays. Maraming bakasyon kang pagdadaanan na palagi kang may moment na, but gano'n, no? Dati excited akong sumakay ng eroplano, pauwi ng Pilipinas or pa-travel abroad. Bakit ngayon iba na? And lalo na kapag halimbawa yung mga nasa overseas naman, di ba may mga listeners ka rin ay na OFWs. Bakit ganun? Pag-uwi ako ng probinsya namin, iba na. And tanggapin mo na iba na. And I think magkakaroon ka ng bagong discoveries naman. You will discover new joys, new friendships, new reasons to move forward. Ang dami kong sinabi. Yes. Sana nag-make sense.
Yes. Yes. Coach Abik, ang dami mo talaga sinabi. Ang dami namin natutunan. For sure, yung mga listener ngayon na malungkot, I'm sure kukuha sila ng strength. Nakakuha sila ng strength doon sa message na binigay mo. Ito medyo controversial na sabihin ko. Parang, it's okay not to be okay. At the same time, parang fake it till you make it. Kung malungkot ka, kung wala atin gawin nyo, mag-pretend ka na masaya. Eventually, natitrain yung brain mo na magiging masaya ka din. Pero kung lagi mong sasabihin, I'm depressed. Kino-convince mo yung brain mo na depressed ka or sad ka or lonely ka. Pero kapag sinasabi mo, kaya ko to, godly hope, si God na mabibigay sa akin ng strength, kakayanin talaga natin. Okay. So yan ang ating topic.
Ang ganda na sinabi mo na yung fake it until you make it, or diba, fake it until you feel it. Sometimes it can start by with just a small decision to re-engage again. Mag-decide ka ngayon, I'm going to re-engage with life, with people, with friends, with work. Mag-re-engage ka lang kasi dun magsisimula sa isang decision. Try lang natin. Malay mo, may magbago sa pakiramdam natin.
Yes. Word for the day, re-engage. Okay? So, ayan na. Tapos na tayo. Thank you so much, Coach Abik, at sa mga listeners natin. See you again for the next podcast. Okay, bye-bye!
Bye.
This has been Coach I on the Mind and on Mental Health CBT podcast. Reach out to me by the Facebook group Meant to Matter, Meant, MEANT, and my Facebook account
Aileen Evangelista ang Aileen, A-I-L-E-E-N. I borrowed the quote from Les Brown. You ask for help not because you are weak, but because you want to remain strong. The hurt and pain you are feeling is temporary unless you choose to dwell on it. Remember, healing is a slow process. It is a self-realization, and it starts with you. This episode has been brought to you by Kids Hope Foundation, Inc., Life Coach Group Advisor, Inc., and Kids Journey Learning Center.